The group, the U.S. Drought Monitor, says 17% of Massachusetts is now under extreme drought conditions, with another 55% in severe drought. More than half the cities and towns in the state have imposed water restrictions. So what kind of long-term impact could this have, and what's ahead? WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us now by Skype to talk about it. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, the statistics, just how dry has it been this summer in the state?
So right now, as of this morning, Boston's had 3.92 inches of rain in meteorological summer since June, and that puts us at number one. If we got a little shower this afternoon and got 0.06 of an inch, we'd go to number two. But the bottom line is it's been an incredibly dry summer, especially in Greater Boston.
And it's not just the summer. It's also one of the driest years on record so far, as I understand it.
That's right. It depends where you are. So if we go down to Hartford, it's number six since January. Boston's 12, Worcester's 17. Providence is 42, not quite as dry. But what I've really been focusing on is since April. So since April, we've had less than 50% of the average precipitation, and we're ranked about number two or three in terms of the dryness. And that's the growing season, and that's putting a lot of stress on plants.
Is there one weather pattern to blame for this drought, or has it been a series?
Well, it's basically persistent what we call high pressure. So high pressure, the air sinks, it dries out, it gets warm, and the highs have just been coming in. Really, since the middle of April, we get a new high after new high after new high, and it just doesn't allow precipitation to develop. The high's been anchored off the coast, and that's one of the reasons why we've seen that rain as it moves from the Berkshires towards the coastline. It just kind of dries up.
All right, you talked a moment ago about some of the impact. Let's talk a little more about that on our lawns, on our flowers.
So, of course, lawns and perennials and annuals, a lot of those are under stress. Some have died. The lawns will eventually come back. But it's really the woody things, the trees, the shrubs, the rhododendrons. If you look at rhododendrons, they're curled up as if it were below 32 degrees. And that's really putting a lot of stress on the plants. It's a great idea. Forget the perennials and annuals. Really water some of those woody plants. Water deeply, water for a long period of time. See if you can get them revived, because if they don't revive with water, guess what? They're not going to survive.
We're headed into the fall, of course. So what about the fall foliage this season? Is it impacted by the drought? And what about apple picking this fall?
Right. So more negative stuff in the areas which have extreme drought. The foliage season is really going to be pretty poor. The good news is northern New England has seen much more in the way of rain, so I think it's going to be a very nice foliage season for Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and parts of the Berkshires. But in the greater Boston area, leaves are already curling up, falling off, and that's because the trees are under stress. If you had a tree that was already under stress and then you put a drought on top of it, some of the trees could see some significant dieback. In terms of apple picking, the apples will be smaller. Those farms which don't have irrigation are really going to have problems. But farms locally that have irrigation, the apples will still be smaller, but they'll still be a great crop, and it's still a great chance to support local farming.
How much rain would we need over a period of time to get out of this, to bring us back to normal?
Well, I'd love to see a couple of weeks or 3 weeks of rain where we start getting 4, 5, 6 inches of rain, several months where you ended up 2 or 3 inches above the average each month. That would start to get us out of the deficit. Unfortunately, that is not in the cards. September right now looking very dry. It's also looking very warm. And that means that the drought's going to continue. One positive, or a couple of positives, if you're wondering, there are positive things. Tomato season is unbelievable. Without the rain, there's no diseases. So the tomatoes are fantastic. And the tick population is actually lower, Bob, because the ticks have either gone dormant or died. They're still out there, but they've really been suppressed.
All right. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, thanks a lot for speaking about the drought with us this morning and what's ahead. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.